This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The Supreme Court considers free speech online.
Protecting conservatives' viewpoints on social media.
Nikki Haley fights on.
We're headed to Michigan tomorrow.
Averting a government shutdown.
Negotiators appear to be no closer to ending their impasse.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a pair of cases involving social media companies and the content they should and shouldn't be allowed to remove from their platforms. CBS News correspondent Jan Crawford says the challenge comes from conservative groups worried about censorship.
They say these social media companies should be regulated like businesses and not be allowed to remove users' posts based on their viewpoints or to ban political candidates. And then on the other side, Facebook and YouTube, and they're saying, like, wait a minute, these laws infringe on our editorial content. We should be treated like news outlets, and we should be able to have First Amendment protection and editorial control over our content. So if the court rules in favor of these stays, critics are saying that that could make social media even more of a free-for-all, going well beyond political speech.
With South Carolina in the rearview mirror, it's on to Michigan for GOP presidential candidates Donald Trump and Nikki Haley, who has just lost a major campaign donor. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Detroit.
Former President Donald Trump may have won big in South Carolina, but the state's former governor, Nikki Haley, says she isn't going anywhere.
You can't have a candidate who's going to win a primary who can't win a general.
Despite losing her home state, she's now on a 10-day nationwide tour with more than 20 campaign rallies and fundraisers, as Haley's campaign says she raised another $1 million in the hours after the South Carolina finish. Haley says she represents the concerns of Republicans that Trump can't win over.
He's not going to get the 40% if he is not willing to change and do something that acknowledges the 40%.
But a national conservative group that helped campaign early for Haley plans to stop spending on her because we don't believe any outside group can make a material difference to widen her path to victory.
For the fourth time in 6 months, the president and Congress are in a battle to keep the government running. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The meeting at the White House is scheduled after what appears to be a weekend breakdown in negotiations to avert a partial government shutdown on Friday, then a broader shutdown, including to the Pentagon, on March 8th. And amid this ongoing standoff over Ukrainian aid, over how to fund it and how much money to offer, as over the weekend, Ukraine's president warned the situation will grow more dire without the help.
And we have more on that from CBS's Charlie Daggett in Kyiv.
President Zelensky said Ukrainians are dying by the day because of a lack of Western support, revealing for the first time the figure of 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers killed since the invasion began, though even U.S. analysts put the number at more than twice that. Whether Ukraine will lose depends on you, on our partners, on the Western world, he said. If we will be strong with weapons, we will not lose. We will win. And while Congress wrestles over that $60 billion Ukraine funding package, Russian forces have gone on the attack at several points along the front line after capturing the city of Avdiivka. Zelensky said Congress knows that Ukraine needs that aid package within a month to spare more lives, civilians and soldiers alike.
An active duty member of the Air Force is hospitalized after setting himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington. He was protesting what he called Israel's genocide in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says ceasefire negotiations won't stop Israel from beating Hamas. More from correspondent Holly Williams.
In the ruins of Gaza City, some have reached breaking point. I wish my children were dead so they couldn't ask me for bread. I cannot feed my own children, shouts this man. But on Face the Nation yesterday, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he's determined to launch an offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza, where around 1.5 million Palestinians are now sheltering.
We can't leave a quarter of Hamas battalions in Rafah and say, well, that's fine. Total victory is our goal, and total victory is within reach. Not months away, weeks away, once we begin the operation.
But the price of Israel's total victory is being paid not just by Hamas, but by Palestinian civilians.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nearly 2 weeks after the Republican-controlled House voted to impeach him, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas's case goes to trial in the Democratic-led Senate. Two-thirds of the Senate would have to vote to impeach him, and that's considered unlikely. Republicans say Mayorkas has mishandled the border crisis. Police say they suspect foul play in the disappearance of a Northern Virginia couple whose yacht was found abandoned in St. Vincent in the Caribbean. Ralph Hendry and Kathy Brandell were vacationing in Grenada, where investigators think their disappearance is tied to three escapees who may have hijacked their yacht. Casey McAlpine is a close friend.
They were just a delightful couple and a real blessing in my life and in the lives of so many other people.
Police say there's evidence that they may have been killed, but no bodies have been found. In El Paso, a vigil last night to remember Nex Benedict, the non-binary 16-year-old Owosso, Oklahoma student who died a day after a fight in school. Benedict was born in El Paso, and supporters say there's just not enough protection for LGBTQ youths who are bullied and threatened.
People are finally able to be their true selves, and that is scaring people in power. That is scaring people who are bigots, who are anti-trans, who are anti-queer.
Police say an autopsy shows Benedict did not die from physical trauma. An investigation is ongoing, and the Owosso School District has notified parents of a possible student walkout to protest Benedict's death today. AT&T has opened its proverbial wallet to apologize for last week's cell phone blackout. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
AT&T says it's giving customers affected by last Thursday's outage a $5 credit. In a message sent to customers, the company apologized and said the credit is to, quote, help make it right. The FCC is investigating the outage, which AT&T says was caused by a technical error as it was trying to expand its network. The $5 credit will automatically be applied to customers' accounts within two billing cycles.
Amazon joins an exclusive club today. It replaces Walgreens as one of 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New Jersey brides have a new option when it comes to picking out wedding wear.
Vintage wedding dresses hang on racks in the back room of the Fairlawn, New Jersey Public Library. The collection belongs to Library Director Adele Pacheco. Like books in the library, the dresses are also loaned out to any bride-to-be who needs one, and there's no fine if not returned.
If a bride falls in love with her dress, she can have it. It's her dress.
For Pacheco, hopes and dreams are fulfilled.
Everybody should feel beautiful on their wedding day. I'm just happy to try and be a small part of that.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Three astronauts and a cosmonaut have arrived at the Kennedy Space Center for their planned launch to the International Space Station. The four were scheduled for a countdown dress rehearsal on the launch pad overnight. They suit up for the real thing with launch just after midnight Eastern Time Friday morning. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, February 26th, 2024. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.